¿Buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's? ¡Estás justo a tiempo! Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11-19, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Okay, let's unpack this one. It's a truly bizarre case we're diving into today.
It really is.
We're talking about the Phantom Room 301 at the Whitestone Hotel in Denver, Colorado.
Right. And this isn't new, is it? These stories go way back.
Way back. Reports apparently started surfacing around 1916. I mean, the building itself is over a century old.
And the initial thing people reported.
Yeah.
It was seeing a door. Right. A specific door.
Yeah, exactly. A strange door marked 301 just there at the end of the third floor hallway.
But the kicker is the hotel always said
that no such room existed. Flat out. No room 301 on the third floor.
Imagine hearing that. You saw a door, clear as day, maybe even touched it, and they tell you, nope, doesn't exist.
It makes you question things, doesn't it? What were all these different people seeing over the years?
And it was always the same description, wasn't it? Always at night, too.
Always at night, uh-huh. And always this dark, kind of weathered wooden door with 301 apparently hand-etched into it, very specific imagery.
Almost gothic, you know? Yeah. Not like a standard modern hotel door.
Right. And then the really strange part.
It would just be gone.
Gone. Vanished without a trace come daytime. Poof.
So not just a weird shadow or something people misinterpreted in the dim light. It was reportedly a solid thing that then wasn't there.
Which naturally makes you think, okay, security cameras, check the tapes.
You expect that, yeah. In a modern setting anyway. Maybe not back in 1916, but later on.
But even with cameras installed later, they consistently showed nothing. Just an empty hallway. Right where people swore they saw that door.
So the technology, our objective eyes, saw nothing. But the human witnesses
saw something impossible. It's like the cameras were blind to it or it just wasn't there for the lens.
That disconnect is fascinating. Eyewitness versus technology. What do you trust?
It really makes you think about the limits of, well, how we verify reality. Maybe our tech doesn't catch everything.
It certainly suggests that possibility. But then the story, it takes a darker turn, doesn't it?
It really does. It moves from these kind of ghostly sightings to something much more concrete. And disturbing. An employee got involved.
Ah, yes. The escalation. Driven by all the rumors, I suppose.
Exactly. Curiosity, maybe wanting to debunk it, who knows. But this employee decided to stick around after his night shift ended, stayed up on the third floor.
Wanted to see for himself.
Yeah. And then the reports say around 3:12 a.m.
The door appeared.
The phantom door, right there. And he didn't just see it.
He made a choice. He went in.
He walked into room 301.
Dang.
And he never came back out.
Just vanished.
That's the story. Vanished. No record of him leaving the hotel, downstairs, checking out, nothing. Gone.
Chilling. Absolutely chilling. It's not just a sighting anymore. It's a disappearance linked directly to this phantom room.
And no conventional explanation holds up. They couldn't find any trace of him leaving.
It's like the room just swallowed him. If the room even existed.
And get this, this technology comes back into play here, but in a weird way, his key card.
What about it?
The hotel system logged its last use, confirming he was there on shift, likely on that floor around the time. But
let me guess. It never registered him using it on room 301.
Exactly. Never logged an entry into 301 because according to the system, like the management said, room 301 doesn't exist.
So his presence is confirmed near the location. But the final action, entering the room, leaves no trace in the system designed to track such things.
Right. And then you have the ultimate proof, or what should be the ultimate proof.
The blueprints. The actual architectural plans of the building.
And they show precisely what you'd expect based on what the hotel said.
No room 301.
Or not just no room 301, but no space for a room 301. Mm-hmm. The blueprints show solid walls, maybe plumbing shafts, whatever. But structurally, physically, there is no void, no area where that room could possibly be located.
It's architecturally impossible.
So what on earth is going on here? We have consistent sightings, a very specific description, the vanishing act, the failed surveillance, and then a missing person linked to it. And physical proof it can't exist.
It forces you into some really speculative territory, doesn't it?
It does. Like, okay, possibility one. Could the architecture itself be altering somehow? Temporarily. Only at night.
That sounds like science fiction. Like the building's physical structure changing. How would that even work? Localized space-time weirdness?
I know. It sounds crazy. But what else fits? The door appears. Where does it come from if the space isn't there?
Okay, well, that leads to the next, maybe even stranger idea. What if it's not the building changing, but reality itself?
You mean, like a parallel dimension?
Something like that. A brief intersection, maybe. A place bleeding through from somewhere else, becoming visible and tragically accessible for a short time.
A room from another reality flickering into ours. That's mind-bending. But again, how do you prove something like that?
You can't, really. Mm. Not with current science. It's pure speculation, trying to fit incredibly strange data.
Okay, so then there's the more, let's say, grounded explanation, or seemingly grounded, mass hallucination.
The idea that multiple unconnected people over decades all hallucinated the exact same non-existent door.
Yeah. A shared delusion. Powerful psychological phenomenon. Is that plausible?
For the sightings, maybe you could stretch to make that argument, though the consistency is remarkable. But the employee.
Right. How does mass hallucination explain someone physically entering a hallucinated space and disappearing?
It doesn't, not easily. Mm-hmm. A hallucination is in the mind. It shouldn't have physical consequences, like making someone vanish from the real world. Unless the vanishing itself is part of the legend, the story.
But the hotel confirmed he was missing. Right. The disappearance seems real.
Which pushes back against the simple hallucination idea. It struggles to account for that tangible outcome.
So we're left with this complete puzzle. Decades of sightings. A missing person. Blueprint saying impossible. Key log showing nothing. Camera showing nothing.
A phantom door, essentially.
Right.
Witnessed, but physically absent. Real enough to enter, apparently, but leaving no trace behind.
It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? With zero physical evidence for the room itself, but these persistent accounts and the employee's disappearance, what does this tell us? About what's real, what's possible.
It certainly challenges the boundaries. If something impossible can seemingly manifest and interact with our world, well, what else might be out there, just beyond our perception or understanding?
It makes you look at empty hallways a little differently, perhaps. What might flicker into existence when no one's looking? A truly unsettling thought to end on.